All right. Well, thank you, Kara, for joining us. Do you mind taking a moment to introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Kara Snow, and I am an avian ecologist out of the Natural Resources Research Institute, which is a part of the University of Minnesota in Duluth.
Right, awesome.
So we're hoping that you'll be able to answer our big question of the day. What animal makes square holes in trees?
That's a great question. I don't know if you've ever been out walking or hiking in the woods and you've seen like a very large kind of like rectangular hole bored into a tree. Well, that is the result of our friend, the pileated woodpecker, and its foraging behaviors. So, are they out there trying to make rectangle holes in trees? Not so much. If you think about it, if you've ever been, if you ever have like a stick or something and you can like easily pull long strands or fibers of that stick, or if you go up to a tree, you can kind of pull bark off in strips. That's kind of what the woodpeckers are doing. They are foraging for things like carpenter ants and termites and other wood-boring little insects and critters, and they're pecking in with the grain and pulling off these long strips so they can get underneath that bark into those really good grubs and stuff.
We saw in
Yeah,
your
I don't think I've
studies.
ever thought about it being they're just following the grain of the wood. That is Yeah,
so cool.
I know. I know. My coworker said, "Well, you should say because they have square bills." But no, don't want to throw anybody off. But yeah, if you think about it, like it's just energetically, just makes sense energetically to just pull off those long strands instead of going against the grain.
So, from your studies, have you noticed if there's a specific type of tree that the woodpecker tends to go towards
To
when
forage
looking for
on?
food? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't tend to love to forage on coniferous trees like, pines and stuff like that. They don't love that so much. So they do like to forage more on like hardwood trees, but the important thing is that those trees have to be in a stage of like decline, right? Because they're looking for insects that are living in or have attacked that tree. So we're looking at dead and declining trees, actually, is kind of the characteristic of the type of tree that they're going to be foraging on.
We see
I've
that a
also
lot in New England too. We have a lot of birds that will nest in cavities of trees that they prefer those like older or even the dead trees. They tend to prefer them.
Absolutely. Dead and declining and older mature trees are super important for that species.
I've actually been on hikes where all that's left of the tree is the bottom stump and it's just wrecked by a pileated woodpecker.
They're incredible. They
Yeah.
just totally destroy a tree.
Very cool. So they like those older declining trees. I saw when I was looking at your research that some of it has to do with looking at the age and the size of the tree. Have you found that they prefer like a certain size of tree or just anything kind of on the decline?
Yeah, so it depends on kind of like what we're talking about. If we're talking about their like nesting and roosting, they do really have a size requirement of the tree that they will build their nesting cavities in. So we're looking at pretty big trees, like a diameter of 16 plus inches. So that's a pretty large tree that they prefer. When it comes to foraging, again, that's more just about like they're noticing signs of a tree in decline, you know, listening for bugs and stuff underneath the bark. They'll even forage on like down logs and stuff. So the size of that is not as important as it is for building those nesting cavities. They really need a large mature tree to build their nesting cavities in.
All right, and I know that the pileated woodpecker is the largest woodpecker in our area. Is there anything else that puts them apart from the other woodpeckers around us?
Well, like you said, they're the largest woodpecker, and so they're making like the largest cavities. So pileated woodpeckers are what we would consider a keystone species. So they, when they're making those cavities for their nests, those cavities are used by so many other creatures that can't make their own cavities that also require a hole in a tree to raise their own babies in. So we're talking things all the way from fishers, which are like large weasels that we have here, and pine martens will also nest in their cavities. Wood duck, waterfowl, bats even, and bugs. So what sets them apart is just that size of their cavity that they can make and how that is home to so many other creatures that fully rely on them and their abilities to excavate their cavities.
Awesome. My favorite fact about yellow-bellied sapsuckers is that my boss mentioned that they're like type A woodpeckers, that they make their holes in a straight line. I think that's so funny. And then final question for you is the question that we always ask all of the for in general. Is there anything that we can do to help the pileated woodpecker?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a few things. As I mentioned earlier, woodpeckers really, well, pileated woodpeckers, but all woodpeckers really require mature forests and large trees and forests that have heterogeneity and a range of tree sizes and trees in different states, declining, dead, etc. So what you can do if you have like a piece of land, you can, keep dead and dying trees when they're safe on the landscape. That's home. That's going to be home and food for so many woodpeckers and then all these different critters that are going to come in and live in those holes later. As a public, we can attend hearings and like conferences and stuff to determine what happens on public lands, like in terms of forest management and timber harvest and stuff. Like we do have a say in retaining mature forests on the landscape. So that's another thing that you can do. You can also let your just talk to your neighbors about birds and woodpeckers and tell them about the value about keeping some old snags on their property if they can. Those are some really big important things that you can do for pileated and other woodpeckers, and then all of those other species that
Yep.
come in and live in those cavities.
Yeah, development is a huge thing that we face here. Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you, Cara. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so
Is
much.
there,